Hello, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris. This is David with Local Splash. I'm sorry I just missed your call. I was finishing up an account with the business owner. I was trying to get to our appointment as soon as possible.
Okay. All right. So Let's see what we got to do to get this finished.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get you pulled up here. So I know that we were at $58.67 per lead. Okay. So Let me go ahead and pull up our listing here and get our subscription going.
So assuming we go with this, what if after 3 months I say, you know what, this ain't working?
Okay, so
is there a long-term agreement on this, or what is it?
Yeah, so the way that works is we do not have any contracts or any cancellation fees. We're a true performance-based company.
Okay, great.
So our cancellation terms, what we do before I even take like any card info or anything like that is we would do a voice verification. It will also outline your cancellation terms. It can let you know they're as simple as you let us know 3 days before your next billing cycle and you're not billed. Right. Now, your individual account manager is going to be working very closely on the account when it comes to performance, right? Making sure that we are performing and we're seeing a return on investment. And that's pretty much their whole job that's within our company. Right.
Okay.
Okay. So let me go ahead and get this pulled. All right, so I can go ahead and get our – now, do you have any questions about the program or anything like that? I mean, I'm going to go through the voice verification that will outline it. Now, if there's anything that I'm going through, you just let me know, hey, Dave, can you explain that one for me? And I'll slow down and I'll go through it just to make sure you have a firm understanding and you feel comfortable going through it all since we're not taking any card info or anything yet. Sound fair?
That's fine. Yeah. I went through the verification process, or I at least started the process, on Google's website some time ago. I'm not sure why it really never went nowhere. I know I was approved, but I'm not sure what happened.
Okay, so you were approved.
I went in and filled out some forms and stuff, and this was probably in January or February. Now, again, I don't even remember who was through it. Hell, it could have been totally bogus, and I just got sucked into it. But it never went nowhere.
So did you ever – well, you see, when you first opened your Google business profile, did you receive the code in the mail?
No.
Okay.
No, I've got nothing.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, because I'm not seeing it here on your profile either. And if it had been placed correctly and it was processed and everything was done, it would automatically go to your business profile. I mean, it would be attached and it would have just, I mean, popped up. But let me ask you a question. Do you remember more or less you said about a month, or has it been longer than that?
No, it's January, February.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, for sure. That should have been processed already.
Yeah, no, and you know, I guess my biggest question I have at this point is, you know, what's this application fee for?
Okay, so the application fee is going to cover the Google Guarantee, right? Is going to cover the application to get approved for Google Guarantee. What we're going to do is we're going to help you put that together and then obviously walk you through the process and be your liaison to Google. I mean, really, that's what our company is. We are not only data service providers for Google and Meta, but we are a premier partner for Google. So we handle the small to medium-sized business accounts when it comes to Google Guarantee, local service ads, and Google-sponsored ads. Right? Now, there's only 8 companies across the nation that are actual partners that can handle the Google Guarantee, and we're one of them. So pretty much that's what that covers, right?
Okay. So that's your fee, basically. It's not an app. It's your fee. It's not a Google fee.
No, it is the application fee. No, yeah. So we do pay.
So you're going to pay $250 to Google to submit my forms?
No, I believe it's $175. I can pull up the exact amount, but I believe it's $175. But there is a small transmission fee. I believe it's about $55.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see. Yeah. So it's a small processing fee. It's $55 for the processing application fee. That's what we charge, right? Now the application fee also goes towards your Google application.
Okay. I don't know you from Adam. I mean, I went to your website. I looked on the stuff. So me paying you $499, you know, what guarantee do I have that I'll get it back if you disappear and take my $500 and I never hear from you again?
I hear you. I understand there's a little bit of hesitancy. But us disappearing, that's not going to happen. Our company's been here for 20 years. We're not going to disappear for $499.
I've been suckered before. You know what I'm saying? I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, you can call. Our customer service is 24/7. You know what I mean? Our business, we're right next door to Google. One thing I can tell you is when it comes down to the Google Guarantee local service, as in Google Business Profiles, there's not really a building that you can walk into that's going to be a Google Premier Partner that you can just sit down and shake somebody's hand. Like, I'm in my 40s, right? So I used to do that with the yellow pages. I'd shake hands with the business owner. You know, we'd have a conversation, a cup of coffee, and he'd walk out with a full page ad. Right? It doesn't really work like that anymore. Everything's kind of over the phone and the internet. So it shifted and I realized it's now about gaining a little bit of trust. I was hoping, through the process, you being able to call us back and, we're verified, things like that. We can build that trust with you, right? That's another reason why we don't really just push the sale right on anybody right out the gate, where a lot of companies are like, oh, you got to close today or you're going to lose your opportunity, things like that. Really, for us, it's just about building businesses, because at $499, in all honesty, right out the gate with all the money and the man hours we put in, it doesn't even become profitable for our company until we actually get later down the line. We're talking about 6 to 8 months, and that's all performance-based because there is no contracts here. You know what I mean? Now everything gets sent out to you in writing. As soon as your payment is processed, it's automatic that comes through. You get the application for the Google Guarantee. You already have your profile up, so that's not a problem. I'm going to schedule your client onboarding call. Literally right after, you're not going to feel like, dude, I haven't heard from these people in like a week. What's going on? It's not how it works. It's a hand-in-hand process. Right afterwards, the schedule goes on. You start getting your messages. You start getting access to your dashboards. And then we start getting contacted with you, with your account manager. We'll be in contact with you within 24 hours. You know, it's the ball gets rolling and it doesn't stop. And you feel it every day. And once you have access to your dashboard, all the confidence is there because you see everything that's going on. Right? You're receiving the phone calls, you're seeing the profile, you're seeing the views, you're seeing the social media ads, you're seeing everything.
So you're saying I have access to the dashboard. Where is that at?
Oh, absolutely. So we have a Local Splash app, right? And with the Local Splash app, you'll download it, and in there, it's a Google Business Analytics dashboard. And I apologize. I thought I had touched base with you on that dashboard.
We really didn't.
Okay. So then let's start from the beginning. Okay, and not the very beginning, but at least timelines and, some of the particulars of the program and things like that, right? So I can let you know. With the timelines, they're very specific within our company. So right out the gate, the very first thing that happens once we process the payment, your application automatically gets triggered. That goes right to your phone. Then I schedule your client onboarding call. This happens day 1 to 3 at your nearest convenience. Within 24 hours, your account manager is in touch with you. And we'll also be on the phone doing your onboarding call. Day 5 to 7, that dashboard I was talking about goes live because all your directory submissions are live. So you'll be receiving emails saying, your Google's live, your Facebook, your Yelp, Bing, Apple, so on and so forth. The dashboard is now going to start transmitting that info for you. It'll show you every keyword and phrase that you listed for. It's going to show you where your pink searches are coming from. It's going to corral your customers as a CRM. So at the end of the week, you'll get an update. It says you had 9 new leads this week, 11 new leads. If you click and open it, it'll show you all the phone numbers, and you can even click to listen to the call when it first came in. Right? You can play.
Are they real phone numbers that we'll get, or are they some other kind of number?
For
example, Angie's List, for example, doesn't give us the customer's real phone number. They give us a number they want us to call that goes through their system. It's not a real phone number.
Oh, no, this is beautiful. So you're now – this is top-of-the-line technology. I mean, you're working with Google. So you don't ever have to call a customer with the Google Guarantee. The customers call you directly. These are exclusive leads. So they're not being shared within a network. They're not being shared with any other businesses. when these customers are looking, actively looking, Google's going to catch them. And what they're going to hear is you are now being routed to a Google verified contractor. When it comes to that unique link on your sponsored ad, you're going to see that phone call come through your phone and it'll say Google guaranteed. You answered it to a live phone call with your customer.
So what phone number do they call? I'm the owner of the company, okay? I have 5 salespeople, and, you know, I have a marketing person, and I'm trying to make sure that, you know, what I'm setting up here isn't something that, you know, I get sucked into doing their jobs. So how do we
We're going to list the phone number that you want these phone calls to go to, right? You're going to let us know. We're going to attach a call tracking number to it, right? So that call tracking number, it's a Google phone number that's going to be attached to the ad. Right, when they click on that ad, it's going to dial that unique number, but that number is going to be routed to whichever one of your business numbers you want.
Okay.
To take that phone call for you. They'll take the live phone call for you at that point, and then they're able to...
What if by chance we don't answer it?
You're not charged.
So we just miss out?
The way it works is you just miss out. That's right. So the biggest thing is it is a hand-to-hand process. So we are working together, right? So we can send you the leads. Biggest thing is you got to follow up. When it comes to return on investment, you know what I mean? We got to be able to get out there and do the job, right? So that's kind of how that works, right, when it comes down to the lead. Now, you're not charged for that lead. They're calling you from out of your service area. If they call that unique tracking number and they're asking for a service you don't provide, or if it's just a spam call that calls your tracking number, you never have to pay for those leads. It has to be a qualified lead. So say they call you and you schedule, okay, we're going to get an appointment. We'll see you guys at your property at this time on this date. That's a qualified lead, right? Now, if you give an estimate, which I know a lot of people don't do over the phone, but if you do give an estimate over the phone, that's a qualified lead. If it's somebody and you say, hey, you know what? I'm sorry, we can't help you. That is not a qualified lead. Does that make sense?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You don't pay for
okay.
that.
Okay. So,
Your account manager is responsible for challenging that for you.
Okay. So, you know, like we're open from our showroom's open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. They call at 7 o'clock. We basically, it goes to somebody else who will answer the phone at 7 o'clock at night. Right.
They can go, yeah, oh, absolutely. So whatever phone number that you have attached to it, as long as somebody's by that phone to answer it.
But they're not at 7 o'clock at night. So that customer would then get given a different phone number if we don't answer.
Oh, no. So what that customer is going to hear, if you're not available, so with the call tracking, it also comes with answering services. The very first thing you're going to hear is they're being routed to a Google Verified contractor. Once they get to your line, they're here. Thank you for contacting CNC by Design. If you're a new customer, press 1. Existing customers, press 2. So that way they can just filter, leave you a message in your after hours, right? Now, that is a lead that would not be charged. You didn't speak with them.
Okay, so they leave a message for me and I call them. How do you find out about it? How do I get charged for it? Yes.
Okay, so all of that is through the unique tracking number. If it turns into a qualified lead, then you could potentially be charged for that, right?
Okay, but I'm saying
if it comes through the Google tracking number, though. Only if it shows Google guaranteed. Because remember, by day 45 of being with us, one of the major bonuses is you're going to show up in the first page placement on the local map section as well. Because the local SEO is going to happen with this, right? That's a search engine optimization. So if you're getting any phone calls from that local map section or any clicks, any views in there, you never charge for that because that's unlimited. So we'll say you have your Google guarantee paused. They're still finding you on the first page and you're getting your phone calls. There's no charges there. That's always a ultimate benefit of this program. And at the same time, if you do get that Google guarantee on your phone, that is a potential pay per lead. And that's how you know where they're coming from. When you open your app, you will even see where the search came from. Oh, they called me from social media. That's why this one didn't say Google guarantee. Oh, these guys called me from a local map section. These guys clicked on our sponsored ad.
How many people have access to our app? Like I said, I have a marketing person, I have a director of operation, and I have salespeople.
Yeah, it's however many people that you give the login to, right? So if you have
Is it just one login?
Yes, it's just one login.
Okay.
So the way it would work is, say you have like a web design team. They can even code the website on the back end if they'd like. Right. There's no problem with that. It uses HTML language. They're able to access you there. We make sure to allot you guys the accesses on the back end to everything, just in case you have teams that want to go in there and do that. Right. If you don't, we always aim to be that white glove service anyway. Everything's under one umbrella. Website, social media, voice activation, Siri, Alexa, as well as all your desktop and mobile devices.
Okay. All right. How did you guys select to call me? Why did you call me?
So it's not that we selected you as a Google partner. There is certain Google business profiles that become pre-qualified for the Google Guarantee. Once they're pre-qualified, they get sent out in lists to the partners, and then we're tasked to reach out to the business owners to see who's interested. Once the mapping coordinators get somebody that's interested, they will transfer them over to one of the directors in the area to make sure we have the proper listings and go over the inclusions and kind of what we can do for you guys, right? Because Google Guarantee is not offered in every zip code. It's not offered to every industry either. And at the same time, as you can tell, there's some qualifications, right? And at the end of the day, not every business is a business that is going to go and invest in their business and grow their business and do things the right way, right? So what we aim to do is target those businesses and find them. And being a Google Premier partner allots us that access. Does that make sense?
So yesterday when we first started having the conversation, you talked about, you said we were basically a general contractor. That's what you were going to categorize us under, correct?
Let's see. Well, we have our... I think we went, let me pull it up. Okay, 45069. Let's see what you want.
Because when I looked at your website, I think a better description for us is home remodeler.
Home remodeler?
Yeah.
Okay. So home remodeling does fall under the general contracting. Home remodel renovation. Well, it's a vertical, right? So underneath the vertical, general contractor is the main category. And then under there, you'll have the subcategories. And under, in one of the subcategories, it is home remodel and renovation, interior finishing.
Then how do you say you'll never Google Guarantee a competitor of mine? We'll never work with your competition.
Yeah. So the way that works is, as far as, remember, there's 8 partners, right, across the nation that actually help out with this. So we close down radiuses. So for this listing, you'd have a 50-mile radius that's closed down. Now, we would not work with your competitor in your industry. So another company that's doing general contracting in your area, we won't work with, right? Now, another company in your area can have the opportunity to work with a different company for Google Guarantee or try to run the local service ads on their own. But that's what Google, it limits the availability of companies and businesses. So, because if everybody can do it, what makes it exclusive?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right. Kind of. I don't. So you're saying there could be 8 people in my area who could be doing this?
Yeah, and I can look
because
it up.
Because there's 8. It's almost irrelevant because when I run the ads or when I look on Google, I don't see a lot of them. So I know it's not a huge thing yet. And if it becomes a huge thing and it's no longer worth it, I just stop doing it. So, you know, at that point, that's fine. Okay. I'm good to move forward. Let's go ahead and figure out what we got to do.
Okay. So what we'll do next is we're going to go through that voice verification. That's the one that'll outline the program.
All right.
So now I'll go ahead and get started. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Now, this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with LocalSplash and is an added form of protection for you. All right, now keep in mind, if you have any questions, just tell me, hey, Dave, you re-explain that for me, and I'll slow down and re-explain it. Just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before we get any type of card info. Okay?
Okay.
All right, please state the name of your business.
Countertops and Cabinetry by Design.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Owner, Chris Holtz.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now Chris, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from LocalSplash?
Yes, I'll have my people responsive.
Okay, that'll work. Now, what I'll do is I'll put somebody on your account as an authorized user, so that way we know who we're in contact with, okay?
Okay.
All right, now please save our 877 number as LocalSplash under your contacts. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to LocalSplash. What I'm going to do is provide you with a security question to verify the call is coming from LocalSplash and not another company. Okay, so you have three options available to you. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Do my first pet.
Okay. What would that be?
Fuzz. F-U-Z-Z.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, just so you know, some of our clients, they do get called by Yelp, because you automatically get a subscription with Yelp. So if you ever have any questions about the Yelp program, how it works, anything like that, get in touch with me.
Yelp.
Or okay. That's why we become the liaison, and what it is it's just an active directory listing, right? So you won't be working directly with them, and they contact you. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
All right. Now, in hiring LocalSplash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Other stuff that I'm doing marketing-wise?
Yeah, online. So if another company gets in contact with you and they're running to run some kind of digital marketing or something like that, just give me a call to your account manager and let us know, you know, what they're calling about. We just want to make sure it's not going to hurt any of the algorithms we have, or that they're not trying to charge you for the same thing we're already doing for you, right?
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Okay. All right. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that LocalSplash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, these may include your business license, proof of insurance, the Google Guarantee application, because that's what we're going to be working on, and any other item as recommended for Google Business Profile verification. Your business profile is already verified, so it's really going to be about that application right now. All right.
Okay.
Now, we do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Now, failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays, okay? Now, do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup would be charged today on July 8th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $499. Now, this is a month-to-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 8th day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly reoccurring payment, okay?
Okay.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, keep in mind that LocalSplash is international. We have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, great. Go ahead and move forward. Now, Chris, that's the traditional way, just C-H-R-I-S?
Yes.
Okay. And last name, Holtz?
Yes, H-O-L-T-Z.
Okay. And I have a address of 8111 Regal Lane, number 1. That's in Westchester Township, Ohio, 45069.
Yeah, there is no number 1. 8745
okay.
Regal Lane.
Oh, okay. I had 8111 Regal Lane. So it's
81. I'm sorry. No. I'm getting my addresses confused. 8111
okay,
Regal
it's
Lane.
Okay.
That's the showroom
okay.
address.
Perfect. Okay. And We have zip code 45069.
Yes.
Okay. Are we using a Master, Visa, Amex?
Amex.
Okay. Go ahead when you're ready.
3732-720-720-43007.
Okay. Expiration?
Is 4 of 29.
April 2029. And security code?
4743.
Okay. Okay, and on that Regal Lane, it is number one? Or it is not number one?
No.
8111.
No, it's okay. 8111 Regal Lane.
8111. Okay.
Just is what it is.
Okay. Yeah, so right now you're going to start noticing all of those messages start going through. One of them will be your application, so I'll get that sent out to you as well. Now, the next thing we want to do is schedule your onboarding phone call. So let's see what we have available for our schedule. Let me pull that up.
I want to have
I
want to have a different person be on the onboarding call with me. Is it a straight phone call, or is it a Zoom or a Teams call, or what is it?
Straight phone call.
Straight up phone call. Okay.
Phone call.
Let me give you a different phone number, and I'll be able to have somebody else join the call with us.
Okay.
The phone number will be area code 513-770-2180.
Okay. And authorized users on the account. Who would you like for us to list here that we can speak with?
Tony Stewart and Stephanie Holtz.
Okay. And the phone number, the 770-2180, is that either for Tony or Stephanie?
No, that's my number, but I will be able to patch them in at the same time. It's 513, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, 513-770-2180.
And I'll be able to patch them in using our phone system.
Okay. So now, which phone number do you want listed on the account as a main point of contact when we give you a call, as far as us calling you? Do you want us to be in contact with the 405-5273 or 770-2180?
Neither. That's where I'm getting as far as asking as many questions as I was asking. You're going to need to list 513-770-218. What the hell is her number? Just a minute.
So I have to go out online to find how to write a bylaw?
I think it's 2184, but here it is. Just one second. Yeah, 2184 search dish. That's my marketing person. Are you there?
It was 513-770-21. What was the last two numbers?
84.
84. Okay. And the name of your marketing person?
Tony Stewart.
Okay, it's Tony, so I can put that phone number to Tony.
Yes.
And do you have a phone number that you would like to list for Stephanie?
Yes, Stephanie is 513-770-2182. And I would assume if we ever decide to change this, if we ever want to change it, we can do it from within the app.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right. Let's pull up our calendar here. Now, are you guys going to be available later today, maybe after lunch, or are we looking at tomorrow morning? What's more convenient for you?
Just a minute. Today is – I don't know what Stephanie is doing. Tony, I know, is available. Why don't we do it tomorrow, and that way I can have them free up whatever time we need.
Okay. And what time is that?
I'm looking up Stephanie's right now. So tomorrow, okay. She's busy in the morning. You know, plus five. What's Stephanie? Just one second. 11. She's busy at 2. Who the hell is this? This looks like me. That ain't her. That. Let me look at her. Let's go with how late today? You're California?
We're in California. So we will be available for you till 7 p.m. because you're 3 hours ahead of us.
How long will it take?
It takes about 30 minutes, just depending on how many questions you have.
There won't be as many as this. Just one second.
Hello?
Hey, you available at 4:30 today?
Should be.
Okay. You're going to get invited to something. I'll call you back.
Okay.
4:30.
Okay.
All right, bye. Just one second. Let me call Tony. That way I know everybody will be available.
Okay. Our and I should have clarified this sooner for you. They'd have to start on the hour. So 4 p.m. or 5?
4 o'clock. We'll make it work. We'll make 4 o'clock. Are you available at 4 o'clock today, Tony?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Let me call Stephanie back.
Hello?
It'll be 4, not 4:30, okay? All right. Thanks. Bye. Okay. Yes. 4:30 today. Or 4 o'clock today.
4 o'clock today. Okay. Perfect.
Yep. So if you call the call the 2180 number. No, and I'll just connect it in, connect them together. We'll all be on the line. I'll connect them to my calls. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. All righty. Well then, for right now, in the next, I'd say about 2 minutes, you're going to receive your calendar invite to the C. Holtz at cacbydesign.com. Mm-hmm. And that will show, obviously, our time, which is going to be 1 p.m., and that should be 4 p.m. your time.
Yeah, and it'll, the calendar will convert it. But yes, okay. But if it says 1 o'clock, I understand.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That's good.
All right, Chris. Well, we appreciate your time. And any questions you have, anything you need, you have my extension, give me a call. And I'm definitely going to be in touch with you. I'll be calling you guys first, and then I'll introduce you to our onboarding agent. So that
okay. Well, I have another question for you. Related but unrelated. I operate a second business. It's called Your Skylight Expert. Okay. We install skylights and home ventilation. So Velox, I don't know if you're familiar with skylights, but Velox is the 800-pound gorilla in the industry. We're a distributor of that. We do sales and installation direct from Velox for roofers so they can come to our warehouse and buy it. Or a homeowner can call us and we'll put one in for them or we'll repair one for them. We also do whole house fans, attic fans, bathroom ventilation and things of that nature. Our company name is, like I said, Your Skylight Expert. How would I get them listed in this program?
So what we would do is pretty much the same thing, right? Let me look and see what our qualifications are going to be in that area.
Okay. It's not as big of a business. It's been around for 3 years now. It'll be 3 years in January that it's been around. So whatever you got to do. But if you need more information on that, I can be happy to give it to you. Just send me an email and tell me what you need.
Okay. Is it in the same zip code?
Yes.
Okay.
We're the only person within 100 miles that does what we do. We are a VLUX.
Nice.
We are a VLUX skylight specialist. So VLUX, we partner with them. If you call up VLUX and say, hey, I need a skylight, they're going to send you to me.
Gotcha. So it's all skylight installations. Okay. Yeah. Skylight installation comes under our roofing vertical or window repair. So what I would do for you is I'm going to look in the area to figure out which one, because they're both skylight installation and skylight repair. So what I do is just find the one with a less cost per leak, and we put you under that vertical.
Okay. All right. Reach out to me, and we'll do that too. Okay.
Yep. As soon as I'm done putting this, the rest of your account together, I'll start working on that. I'll put the email together, and I'll shoot it on over to you.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely, Chris. It's been a pleasure, and then I look forward to speaking with you here in a bit. That's
all right,
later.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, yeah.
Yep, 4 o'clock. All right. Bye-bye.